The Carmichael Dave Show.
He's on the microphone when he's not on the microphone. He's playing a song, and when he's not playing a song, he's on the microphone, and then boom!
With Jason Ross.
No, he didn't! Yes, he did!
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross on Sactown Sports.
It's game day. All right. Hey,
Let's go.
Is that new?
It's new.
For the people on the radio who can't see, like the folks on YouTube can, Kings Bring the Roar hoodie. Is that a season ticket holder gift?
Yes.
Look at that. That's nice. Good for them. Good for you guys.
I'm bringing the Roar.
I like that.
Roar.
I like season ticket holders getting exclusive gear. That should happen. That should absolutely. They, honest to God, I don't know why they don't do this. Again, let's make them money. They should have a whole section of the team store. Remember, like, at Blockbuster and Hollywood Video back in the day where you had, like, the little swinging gate to get to the porn place? I mean, when I say remember, we were too young. But there was always the place you weren't allowed to go. And then they'd have all the
you weren't allowed.
That's a good point. They should have that for in the Kings team store, but instead of porn, obviously. Although that'd be kind of funny.
Kings porn.
Wait, yeah.
What are you talking about?
Okay, so back in the day at video rental places, they would have like a little swinging gate, and that's not a gate that likes to get with other gates, you know, husbands and wives. I mean, a gate that swings back and forth. Hi, hello, gate. And you would go in there.
It was universally a gate.
I mean, that's how I remember it. Some form of blocked entry.
Squeaky.
Yeah. And you go in there. And the reason why it was cordoned off is because once you get in there, for those of you who don't remember, VCRs used to be a thing before DVD players. And they would have big, giant tapes in there. And then they would have these plastic covers that the tapes were in. And, you know, like it would be like a movie poster looking thing on the cover. Well, same thing for adult films. And they weren't censored. So you'd have all kinds of stuff peeking back at you. And so, of course, nobody under 18 could go in there. Now, by the time they figured out, let's not do this. I was still, you know, under 18. So literally, I honestly never was old enough to go back in there. What I'm saying is, in memory of that, the Kings team store should have a pseudo porn section, but not porn, obviously. Why am I beating up my microphone? But it should be like a whole line of season ticket holder exclusive gear that has like a patch on the side that says season ticket member. And only you can only buy it if you present some sort of proof that you're a season ticket holder. Why not? Well, that'd be awesome. And I think people would eat that up. If I had a season ticket.
When the rest of people are like, hey, I.
That's exactly right. Well, guess what? Loser, buy a season ticket. That's the point, is that there should be. I'm a huge fan, as somebody who does not own season tickets. I'm a huge fan. If you are a season ticket holder, you should have some extra things. You're going or buying every game. You're going to 41 plus preseason. You're paying all the today's economy.
Yeah.
You should have some gear that's specifically for you. You should have some cool stuff where people go, oh, wow, I really like one of those. Well, you can't have one.
Interesting point you're making, especially with what your first read is this morning.
Yeah. We'll get that's always, I didn't see that. That's always good to start the day off. Oh, that's fine. Nothing like starting the day off with, and we'll get to that in a second. Completely unrelated. This is a, shall we say, a girthy matchup tonight. Big matchup.
Yes, it is.
No screwing around, man. It's game day, so I'm in game mode today.
Okay.
No whining. No, this team's underachieving. None of that. We'll save that for tomorrow if they lose. We'll save that for tomorrow, or that. We'll save that for when and if they lose. If this, right. we may be on the precipice of the start of an unbelievable run to a championship.
Could be.
Could be. Mathematically possible.
Absolutely.
Let me see here. We are 18 wins away from rings.
Yeah, that's all it takes.
Right? 18.
Yeah.
18 wins. We won like 48 this year, 46, whatever. Mm-hmm. We just need 18. 48 minutes. No issue.
And can have 12 losses. Just not these next 2 days.
We
next
just
two
need
games.
To go, yeah, we need to go 18 and 12, but not in the next 2 days.
Right.
I think the theme of the show today, because we always mess around with it, fair to say, even though it doesn't quite conform to our rules, fair to say that tonight's game is a must win.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think we'll finally say that. It's a must-win game tonight. Now, no one's dying if we don't win.
Though I knew the answer, I said, remember Friday we said, you know, well, it's technically not a must-win. We'll all be here on Monday. And I went, well.
Ah.
But I knew you were okay.
Yeah, I was fine. That would have been weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, and thank you to you. Well, Chris had nothing to do with it, right, because it was Simone?
Yeah, Chris was gone. Chris was in Boise.
How was that, Chris?
It's fun. I really liked it.
For real?
Yeah.
You liked I did not expect.
I don't know if I liked Boise. I just liked the people that I was with.
All right. Also,
so they could have been anywhere. So
yeah.
The people
yeah.
you're with.
Okay. So you could have been.
Yeah. I also brought you guys gifts.
You did? Oh, you did? Oh. Well, shall we?
I like gifts. I like gifts. All right, Jason.
First off, looks like we each have a an Idaho Spud, what looks to be a candy bar.
Yeah, the candy bar that makes Idaho famous.
Is that
you guys probably didn't even know what Idaho was until you saw that candy bar.
100%. It's a, I assume it's not a potato candy, although that would be interesting. interesting. Yeah, it looks chocolatey. I'm looking at the ingredients. Has egg, soy, and milk. Sorry. Can't. Allergic to all three of those. That will be downed at the break. We will do a test run of that. And then is this each their own pick whatever? The shirts? I can't hear you. Still can't hear you. And Mike.
There he is.
Gross.
Huh.
Gross.
Gross.
Yes. Pick whichever one you want.
Jason, first pick, please.
I just wanted to open them up to reveal. Yeah, all that.
Okay. Let's see. Jason, yours says, visit fabulous Boise. Ride the Boise River Greenbelt. Amazing botanical gardens, wilderness trails. Whitewater Adventure. What? Never mind.
I did none of those.
You did? And then this one is, gotta get myself some Idaho potatoes. Boise. Jason, do you have a preference?
I'm good with this, unless you want to switch. You can make the call. It's like you could take that. You already know what's behind the door.
I do. Right? I know about what's behind. You say you're good with that.
Yeah.
I'm good with this.
Then here we go.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.
Very nice. Yeah. Either one of these is fun and exciting.
What? Did you see the bottom line?
No.
Uh-oh.
Well, let me see it.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Prepared?
Yeah.
You read it out loud.
Oh, form your own militia. Wow, that's pretty awesome.
Or the other one.
Oh, the other one. I got it. Wait, what?
Exactly.
The city of trees. Well.
Do we have a beef? Do we have a potato?
Well, here's the thing. We do have a beef. I do believe we should do something about it. Also, it's Boise. They probably have more weapons than we do.
Maybe, but I feel like we should play them tonight.
You know what? Let's go. Kings, Boise, the flying potatoes.
Yes.
Although maybe.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris. That's very sweet of you. That's very nice.
See, you too do laundry.
I know. Why?
You're folding.
I am. Never thought I'd say that sweet of you to Chris. That's weird. Also, let's not do hand-to-hand combat or anything like that with them, but I propose a spelling bee. Sacramento versus Boise for who gets City of Trees. City of Trees.
Who represents whom?
Like
the spelling bee.
Well, I don't know anybody in Idaho.
Okay.
So they'd have to have a draft. a contest. Yeah. And then, yeah, we just we do open tryouts here. And then everybody participates. And then we take the, you know, if it's a 3-on-3, 5-on-5, whatever it may be.
Okay.
And then we meet in somewhere in mid-Nevada.
Yep.
You know, neutral ground. Winnemucca.
Mm. Curse of Winnemucca.
Elko.
Yes.
That other place.
Uh-huh.
It's basically everything on 80. East of Reno. Basically everything on 80 east of Reno to Omaha, Nebraska is nothing.
Right.
You get a stop in a place, those who've done this drive will know, there's a place called Little America in Wyoming, mm-hmm. where they have, it's like an entire city of truck stops, like for real, like it's insane. And then the drive through eastern Nevada, also eastern Washington, really just, it's nothing. It's just like desert, but not like not sand desert, you right. know, but like whatever that is. That's where that's where you fall asleep. Ooh, Mike wants an Arbor Day showdown. Yeah. Let's
bring
go.
It.
So okay, so Chris liked it. I honestly yeah. did not think that would happen.
Really?
I did. Idaho just doesn't seem like a Chris place.
Hmm. Okay. Mm.
But it is. Maybe vacation there someday.
Probably not.
You maybe in your later years relocate.
Most likely not.
No.
Never say never.
Never say never. And how was your weekend? Since I'm just catching up.
It was eventful. There was a lot going on. Yeah, I brought it up a little bit yesterday, but I missed the Kings game Friday because I had to drive to Portland for celebration of life for our son's donor, and so it was a drive and to there and back, and then Kings.
Where
on
was
Sunday.
This again? I'm sorry.
It was in near Bend.
Oregon. Ah, gotcha, yeah. gotcha. Yeah. Yeah,
experienced the hardest rain. Hail I've ever been a part of.
On the way back. Oh, wow. That's not
I think
fun.
I have it somewhere on my phone. Like
that's yeah. not fun.
Where it literally felt like we were getting hit by rocks in the car.
Did you check to see if there was any damage after the fact?
I don't think so. No, I didn't check. I did not check.
I don't think I checked.
Yeah.
I might have,
but I can't remember if I checked. Let me see if
that's
I can
scary.
Find.
I hate that.
Just play a quick
yeah, let's get snippet. Some audio. Oh my God, it looks like snow.
It turned into snow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo. Wow, hands on 10 and 2.
Jackson's unfazed.
Jackson's just like, hey, yeah, whatever.
He's like, yeah, this
whatever.
Is kind of cool.
Why don't you calm down, Mom and Dad? Why don't you guys relax?
It was okay.
It was okay.
Yeah.
Well, you made it.
Yes.
And unfortunate reasons to go up,
yes,
obviously,
correct.
But... Yeah. Okay, and then so you missed the game, and then
missed the game Friday, gotcha. And listened to that entire thing, and yeah, that was a
G-man on the call,
of course. On Friday night, that painful loss, but then came back for Sunday for a game. I guess it was Portland
scrimmage.
Yeah,
scrimmage.
So it was a quick weekend, but here we go. So it's tonight.
Yeah, I feel no reason to. It's one of the benefits of missing yesterday. I feel no reason to recap Friday.
Yeah, it was kind of good, yes. I mean, because it immediately shifted to everybody's feelings on the Warriors from, which we brought up on the show yesterday, Dave, like the what we could have tonight, the reality of tonight is either, and there's such a disparity, is we could see the dreaded night-night.
Yep.
Which would be as painful as you could ever see, or maybe the sweetest beam we've ever had.
There is a...
No in-between.
Potential. There is no in-between.
Yeah.
There's a potential to be able to, over the next few days, take a lot of the negative out of the season by vanquishing our two all-time biggest foes.
Yeah, or even the season foe, if it went weird where, well, not weird, if it was the Pelicans for some reason, if the Kings won
today.
That's
true.
So, but I know it's back to the question I asked you like 2 weeks ago, would you... rather have a situation where you could beat the Warriors and the Lakers and knock them out and then just get swept.
Yeah.
Or get to the second. You know, that was like the question.
Yeah. And honestly,
and
I mean,
now here
it
we
is.
Are. It can possibly be that.
And really, honestly, if we win, it will probably, you know, I would expect the Pelicans to beat the Lakers in New Orleans. I believe they'll be favored.
Yeah, I guess. I really thought that was going to happen the other day. I really did, and it did not.
You thought the Pelicans would beat the...
On Sunday, I did.
I don't believe the Pelicans were trying.
Interesting.
I don't think they were trying. Really? I weirdly, that was just weird.
Could they have... You know what they did have, believe it or not, was the first game back from a road trip.
That's true.
Not a lot. They were out here. From.
Yeah.
They played the Kings. They played the Warriors. They come home. They also introduced a great player back in Ingram. It was his first game back. You're like, wait, you're getting crushed by 20-plus?
Maybe they wanted Denver in the first round.
Careful what you wish
for. Probably not. I'll tell you, though, what I wish for, or more to the point, I can't say that. I wish for everyone, especially today, but always, to be secure with themselves in the bedroom, Chase. And that's what I wish for, okay? That's just when I am looking at a star and I wish upon it, I wish for everybody to walk into the bedroom with their partner and just feel confident. Confident. That's a huge thing. Confidence and self-esteem. And that's where my good friend, Dr. Jack Friedlander, and Dr. Passion San Francisco come into play. Now, in every study you see, when it comes to performance, girth, my favorite word, girth, it's a huge thing. Literally, like, it's a big deal. Literally, yes, you get it. Well, there's a procedure that could be done same day that they're doing a lot of that is non-surgical, virtually pain-free. It's in and out, no pun intended, safe, effective, and long-lasting. This is a permanent adjustment to your circumference. Now, it's not just volunteers off the street doing this. It's doctor performed. You start out with a very free, very private consultation. The procedure could actually be done if you get the consultation, which many do go, oh my God, I need this right now. They go, cool, no problem. We can do it the same day. Now you have Dr. Jack Friedlander in Roseville. You have Dr. Pash in San Francisco. You go to upsizeclinic.com. Excuse me. Upsizematters.com. I keep doing that. Upsizematters.com. Dr. Jack's probably hand to forehead right now. Upsizematters.com. Check it out there. It's free. It's private consultation. And you can restore that security. Hello. In the bedroom. Upsizematters.com. Leading off is next.
Leading off, the three top stories in the morning.
Huge news. This is very important.
Here's cut number one.
I wonder if Chris purposely had it say huge news coming back from break. Also, before we get in, I want to, I didn't get a chance to do weekend talk, I want to shout out my my good friend Andrew.
Oh, yeah.
Who was hitched over the weekend, his lovely bride, whose name I will keep to myself just because I don't care if I put his stuff out there. But wonderful. I'm not a wedding guy, and it rained. They did it very well. It was nice. A very, very cool ceremony. I'll tell you one thing I never understand. So... the dinner was like little steak fillets, mm-hmm. right? There had to be 500 people there, right? I think it is like literally wizardry how cooks, chefs, caterers, and they were all cooked perfect.
How they're all ready to go.
How
the
are they
time?
All ready to yeah. go? I know there's a way and somebody in the business is like, well, actually, I get it. But man, nobody ever notices that. Like, I have trouble sometimes prepping four meals mm-hmm. for my wife and kids. How do you do 500 and everything's like great, especially with something like steak where you can overcook yeah. it like that? Right. That is super, super cool. Anyways, here's cut number one here, right here.
What was your reaction when you did see that it was the Warriors?
Typical, probably good, of course. So, you know, it's all good. We know the challenge ahead of us, so. Just got to go out there and play.
That is Trey Lyles, a typical, There we go.
Yeah, the beginning of the year, remember they're playing all the time, the seven-game series into two in the preseason, like three of the first 10 games. Now it's been a while.
Yes, as the band Stained used to say, it has been a while. Here we are. We're back at it. And it's deja vu all over again, as they say, Jason. We were doing this time last year, and it was fun. You know, it's funny. I did a phone interview with our old friend Howard Beck yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Who was at the Ringer.
Uh-huh.
And the conversation was about the Kings and expectations and all that.
Sure.
And sometimes outside conversation, because his whole thing was like, well, here you go again, relevant basketball in April. It's the Warriors once again. You know, we live for these matchups. This is a true blue rivalry, at least for Sacramento. And how excited are you? And I don't know if it was just the very innocent way he asked, like kind of an outsider national perspective. But I found myself going, wow, you know what? That is true. Like, here we are again, either a chance to vanquish a little bit of the pain from last year, to take joy in sending the, Warriors couldn't even get into the playoffs. That'd be a great feeling. And then there's also that simultaneous feeling of dread, like, oh, God, here we go. And it's back at Golden One Center. And just like Friday when they just literally, like, grabbed the ball, the team signed it, and then they gave it to the Suns.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's that opportunity. Jason, the Warriors have won 8 of their last 10. They're doing the exact opposite of what the Sacramento Kings have been doing to finish the season. That's certainly a little bit scary. As a matter of fact, Jason, they were 36-34 on March 24th. They finished the year 46-36 on a 10-2 run, including games against Dallas, the Lakers, the Pelicans, Miami. So work cut out.
Absolutely. I mean, there's more things I think going into tonight that people would say favor the Warriors, understandably so. They're playing better. They're healthier. But I love the fact that it's one game. If this was a series, I think I'd be, you know, I think the odds would be more difficult than the fact that it's one. Doesn't mean the Kings win.
Sure.
It just, it's one day, right? In all these bad losses the Kings have had, it's like anything. It's how you look at it. The end result is the loss. The end result has been, man, the Kings have blown opportunities. But for the most part, in a lot of those games, they also played really well. Like, they played well against the Suns. They gave the game away against the Suns.
Yes.
So can they find more of those good moments from those painful losses? But it's going to take a pretty spectacular performance. There's no
doubt. It really is. It's also Malik Monk not playing.
Yes.
That was asked.
Yeah.
We expected that. But that was asked. And answered by Mike Brown yesterday. So, yeah, Jason. It is what it is, man. We'll all find out tonight. The crowd's going to be going nuts. I could be completely wrong about this, but I think there was a little bit of a feeling yesterday because of the way the tickets were set up. Hopefully, it will be the same ratio for the most part as it was last year. Kings fan to Warrior fan. Although there was some concern that, because it's a one-off, because it could very well be the only game the Warriors play in the postseason, that there will be a larger contingent of road fans tonight. We'll see. I know Kings fans always step up. It's never their fault, but I imagine that secondary market was popping. So, good news. Kings are playing postseason basketball tonight, but let's get to some bittersweet news. Cut number two.
Cut number two.
Jordy Fernandez did a hell of a job, as well as those players out on the floor did a hell of a job fighting back from 11 or 12 or whatever they fought back from. It was a hell of a job for them to give ourselves a chance.
Well, it looks like Jordy Goes to New York is going to be the new movie here. Jordy Fernandez sounds like he will be the next coach, according to several reports, of the Brooklyn Nets. What a great step up for him. I would appreciate it if we could maybe get Mikal Bridges in the trade. but it sounds like Jordy's getting the captain's chair pulled out for him, and he's decided to sit down. It's the right move for the Nets. It's the right move for Jordy. We're all incredibly happy for him. Selfishly, it's going to be a loss. I don't think this was addressed. A few questions. I understand the questions. Like, well, is Jordy going to still be on the bench for the postseason?
Yeah, Jordy
will continue his role until, if you know, whenever the King season ends,
right.
And then he'll fly over there and probably most likely have a press conference within a day or two and start his work as the new coach for Brooklyn. So it's great news. it's also bittersweet. We're going to miss Jordy.
Yeah. A lot of these things, you know, you think about the alternative for the years the Kings had coaches where the head coach, the staff really wasn't coveted.
Right.
The Kings have built a program here that people are impressed with. And that's credit to Mike Brown, Monty, everybody. And so Jordy was a rumored coach last year. We knew it was a matter of time. Now he was rumored in a couple different jobs already. Good for him, you know, to get the spot. And, you know, Mike Brown's comfortable enough to let others shine. And so he'll just elevate people and hire some new people.
Well, and now you got to wonder, is it going to be, oh, man, Jordy's gone. My heart's not in this game tonight. We're going to lose. Or is it going to be, let's do it for Jordy?
Yeah.
I hope it's let's do it for Jordy.
Sure.
I hope it's not the other one.
Yeah.
That would be sad.
It would be sad.
Either way, let's not send Jordy. Let's send Jordy Fernandez out a champion.
That's right.
That's what I say.
Give him a ring on the way out.
Cut number three, please.
Cut number three.
With the first pick in the 2024 WNBA draft, the Indiana Fever select Caitlin Clark, University of Iowa.
Stunner?
I couldn't believe it. Hey, Jason, you know what I did last night that I've never done in my life before?
What's that?
Not once. Not for a second. I watched quite a bit of the WNBA draft.
There you go.
I did. I watched, when I say quite a bit, I mean, I watched like the top eight, nine. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's quite a bit.
And I sat there. And here's the thing. You know what I didn't do? I didn't go, hey, you know what? I'm going to watch the WNBA draft tonight. And then I didn't grab my phone, like take a selfie of me watching the NBA draft to show like how, no, I like, oh, hey, game's on. Here's the thing. Dinner's on. Oh, WNBA draft. Click. Watch. And then I'm sitting there like 20 minutes into it. And I go, I'm watching WNBA draft. What is going on here? And I'm like legitimately like, okay, Caitlin Clark. And then, you know, hearing that everyone has their schedules. Those Indiana Fever games are selling out mm-hmm. everywhere. All her jersey sizes sold out within like an hour. And then it's like, okay, where's Angel Reese going to go? Oh, my God, I can't believe the Aces actually got these. Like, I don't get me wrong, I am far from any, not only am I not an expert on the WNBA, I'm like barely a first year student, but like knowing enough to know like, ooh, wow, Angel's rebounding. Wow, I can't believe the Aces can stash this one. And wow, oh my God. Like, and then I'm going, how do I know all of this?
Yeah.
Oh, it's osmosis because it's in the news. You read about it. I'm excited. So good for her. And she is off. She is going to get paid like somebody with an accounting degree that lives in Indiana. I don't know if you looked at the, and obviously her endorsements are a different right. story.
That's where the money's coming.
She's like making like 75 grand a year. And I'm not laughing at 75 grand a year. A lot of people wish they could make 75 right. grand a year. What I'm saying is,
that's a different level than a professional athlete.
That is a far different level yeah. than, and I get it. I'm not trying to get into that convo. It's just a little bit shocking when you see somebody who just got done appearing on SNL, yeah. whose ratings and her team broke the whatever for the thingy-dingy, blah, blah, blah. You know, and then, we'll get to that. You know, we'll get to that at 7:43 because I know there's some backlash. There's always going to be backlash on stuff. But there's some backlash. Why Iowa didn't win? You know, I mean, I get Caitlin Clark. Why was Iowa on SNL? There is some backlash there. I have a reason. I for the backlashers who are not going to want to listen. There's a very obvious reason, and there's precedent for right. this too. We'll get to a little bit later. We'll take a break when we come back. All right, Kings Warriors tonight. We'll preview it really honestly, and some quick early thoughts. Also today, Jason. I don't know if you know this or not, but coming on the program, Sean Cunningham.
Yes.
Old friend Sean.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle Draper, mm-hmm. 8 a.m. for him, 9 a.m. for Sean. And also we'll have to talk about TV's Jason Ross, not just yesterday, but today, as a matter of fact. And then Alan Stiles coming in and stomping on your glory there.
No, we were together.
I know you were. Why? What's he doing? I mean, like,
he's a television star.
You're going on, and then he's like, oh, I'm going to go on, too. And then just, you know, come on. Well, they are the fastest growing show.
Exactly.
We'll take a break. We'll talk about the game tonight next.
The Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross.
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
On Sactown Sports.
Kings Warriors tonight, Golden 1 Center, 7 p.m. right here on Sacktown Sports. I rarely do this. I can't remember the last time I did this, but I do have the Lucky Hockey jersey on. I'm trying to pull out all the stops.
There you go.
I've worn this thing God knows how long.
Is it lucky?
Yes.
Good. It like is. That.
Last time I wore it a lot, the team didn't relocate. That's how I look at it as lucky.
That's pretty lucky.
Now, tonight, it's reversed. I'm wearing it, and I am 100% praying for this team to relocate to either L.A. or New Orleans for the next game in the postseason.
Yeah, I think that's the worst part about today is that if there is a if there's the beam, right, if we're looking at a positive scenario today, the best part about that, obviously, is the season continues.
Yes.
You've knocked out the Warriors. These are great.
Yeah.
But you're not in.
No, you were not.
Like
you're
that, not. You didn't get in. Now, for those that you had this discussion a little bit yesterday, like, the play-in, I'm not sure I like it. Well, season be over.
Yes.
Kings would have been eliminated by the Lakers' win on Sunday.
That's so right. You would not have made it.
You got a shot. 9-10. The 9-9 has done well. There's in the history of this since 2021 in the West, at least. The 9 a couple of times has won twice. So it's been done. The Warriors have been in this before in 2021, and they lost as the 8 seed both games. They went 0-2. And that's a team that, you know, obviously is a champion. And so you just never know. It's a new opportunity. This is something the Kings have never been in.
I ask you just a quick question, then we'll move on, because I kind of promised I wasn't. This is the first time we've talked about this. Have you figured out how we lost on Friday?
No.
I still haven't either.
Not really. I mean, just massive mistakes in the last minute and a half. Bad shot selection to end it. Foul, no foul. Doesn't even really matter. I mean, that was one, like I told you, I was listening in the car, thinking, okay, they're going to find a way. Heard the post game, heard De'Aaron's reaction. Still hadn't seen the play.
Shop our best savings for spring during Spring Fest at Lowe's. Right now, get a...
not me.
Then I saw the play and I went, wait, what were we doing? You know what I mean? Like, G-Man described it just fine. Like, it was perfect, but it was like, it was around triple team. De'Aaron claimed that he got fouled. Did we just lose power? Oh. And then I saw the play, Dave, and I went, was the plan to shoot over three people?
Yeah, I...
Like, what was the plan?
Either
low odds.
Either, and there was that like logo three that got taken.
Yeah.
Kings have lost 5 of their last 7 games. They blew massive leads in New York.
Yep.
Oklahoma City. Phoenix, they had a pretty decent lead.
Boston, they had a chance.
Boston, they were up a point with the ball and 8 seconds left.
And then the New Orleans one, I actually remember we kept saying, I actually think they played pretty well. They just can't beat that team. Like, they couldn't win that day.
No. New Orleans is just straight up better. Anyway, so that is what it is. And, look, the Kings and the Kings players have a chance to say, hey, look, this was a rough regular season, but we've been preparing. This team was built for the postseason. And whatever narrative that's going to be, here we go. And you know what? If they win their next 2 games... To me, honestly, I will say this. I will make this commitment. If they're able to win their next 2 games and even get in the first round, regardless of what happens in the first round, I'm going to look at this year as, at worst, a lateral move, but probably I could definitely feel ethical enough. I don't like to use, you know, when I say spinning, that implies, you know, fakery. But I think I could land on this was a successful building season if they were able to be in the first round and regardless of what happened.
Oh, my goodness. The feeling come Friday night if they navigated through this week.
Yes.
Would be pretty amazing. And I think they should be incredibly proud of that if they did that.
I agree.
Based on circumstances, who's out.
100%.
How they got here, how today would have to be a nemesis, Friday would have to be a road game. That would be incredible work. It really would be. And I said this yesterday too, Dave. I think... Look, if, and really I'll say it for the Warriors too, I think the winner of tonight, if they also get through Friday, I think they're fortunate to get, like the reward is the Thunder. You're not playing Boston.
Right.
You didn't get Denver.
Right. You got
I actually think the map could it could go farther.
I agree with
for
you.
For either the Warriors or the Kings if they get through this week. But
I completely agree.
We don't even know if the first part's going to happen.
All that being said, I am on the head of a pin right now as far as going to the game tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Like I have the I have
what's the decision?
It's going to be like
you don't want to be there for the loss.
I don't. It's that's part of it. Don't want to be there for the loss. Don't want to be around Warriors fans. Don't want to do anything but watch the game. Like no distractions, no nothing, no lines, no traffic, no parking, no nothing. Just like the allure of not going is being able to watch every second with a perfect angle, with replay, at my house, unbothered. And then if we do lose, I don't have to exit, drive. Like, as soon as we lose, I can flip it off, literally and figuratively, and go on with my day, if you will.
Is that feeling outweighed by what it would feel like if they won?
That's the decision I'm waiting to make because I yes, of course. And it's not just like if I knew they were going to win. It's not completely a win or lose thing. It's just that like I can't. Well, I guess anyone who's listened to the show for any length of time would actually understand this. I'm not exaggerating when I say these games physically are a toll. Like emotionally and
absolutely.
They are
That's sports.
It is. And I take it way too seriously. It has way too much of an effect on me. It's I'm sure at some point very unhealthy. Like it's not like I'm just, hey, all right, team, boo. Like, no, it's like I have like there are times when this team is lost where I have had thoughts I will not even share on. I will not say out loud. Like really whatever terrible thoughts you think they are, I promise you they're probably worse. Like absolutely, completely, ridiculously stupid thoughts. But I go down these sinkholes. Mm-hmm. That being said, I there is something that is a little bit, I'm kind of in a little bit of a, I'm nervous for tonight. I'm into it. Don't get me wrong. But I'm in a little bit of a zen mode. Because I really have absolutely no expectations of winning tonight. Not that I think they're going to lose. I'm not trying to do that. Right. I'm saying I have no my expectation is that the Warriors will come in. They will show their championship medal. The Kings will. It will be a great game. And then the Kings will wilt down the stretch, partially because of depth. And the Warriors will win this. You know, the final buzzer will sound. The Warriors will have won by 7, 8, 9 points or more, and it will, you know, you make the mistake, if you will, I use air quotes, of getting your hopes up. And but my thing is like, well, why would this be different than the Suns? Why would this be different than New Orleans? Why would this be different than Oklahoma City? All the losses we've had recently, one team's trending good, one team's trending not. So in my mind, my expectations are rock bottom. That means that the worst thing that could happen tonight, my expectations are going to be met, and I that won't make it feel great. But at least I'll kind of understand. Right. Now, if they win, I will be over the moon.
I say go to the game. Yeah. Be there. Be a part of it.
Are you going?
Yeah, I'm
going
to show up.
Are you going to be there?
Yeah, I think I'll be there.
If you see him, say hi to G-Man.
If I see him.
If you see him.
I'll let you know.
We'll take a break. When we come back, safe or out, including Estuary Ruiz. That's not how you say it. I think it's Estuary. I always mess up his name, dude, and I've heard it 900,000. This kid Ruiz got called back up. We're going to talk about that more next.
Safe or out? It's time to go around baseball. Three pitches, three swings. It's safe or out on the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross.
Coming up later, how Scotty Scheffler celebrated his Masters win. Also, there is a very persistent rumor out there, and I underline rumor, but it's picking up some, there's an $850 million offer on the table for Rory McIlroy from the LIV Golf Tour, and he may very well take it.
This seems like a cash grab.
With like an ownership stake. as well in the whole LIV Golf Tour thing.
Cash grab.
They get Rory. That basically leaves Tiger and Scheffler is like probably the biggest names left.
Yeah.
But it's also $850 million. Like I said, I have all kinds of reasons and rants I could do about it, but here's the thing. I've said it before. I'll say it again. Screw 850. If, Mecca and Medina Sports Radio in Saudi Arabia called me tomorrow and was like, hey, 4 years, $10 million. I'm thinking about it. I don't know anything about sports in Saudi Arabia. Nothing. And there's all kinds of ethical questions that come with that. It's also $10 million, which is life-changing. So I get a little weird about judging these. Now, you could argue, of course, well, Rory's already rich. Like,
yes, he is.
0 to $10 million is far more life-changing than 50 to $850 million. You know what I'm saying? Like, even though that sounds silly, like, well, that's $800 million more, Dave. Dude, if you have $10 million in the bank, your life is far different than when you have like what we have in the bank. Mm-hmm. So I don't
know. $10 million.
Not $10 million. Yeah. Yes, it is a cash grab, Christopher Laud. As is this next segment, Safer Out. That's where he makes the big bucks. Question number one.
Safer Out. The A's completely bungled the Esturi Ruiz situation.
Yeah, they did. It's now we play that sounder all the time, but it actually is gross. And I don't know if I'm at the point where I've lost all respect for Mark Kotze because he's in an incredibly difficult position. But the fact that the A's, who are way overachieving right now, let's just be honest, they're overachieving.
Maybe they're better than you think.
Maybe they're better than we think. Maybe this is that A's, you know, year where they show up a little bit or more. But Ruiz, there was no point in sending him down, and there's definitely conspiracy theories as to why he was sent down. And then all he does is go down and just destroy AAA pitching. What, by the way, when he got sent down, he was batting like 400 and led the league in stolen bases last year. Like, that's not a guy you option. And then he comes back up, and his first plate appearance, he goes yard. And I was watching Kotze after the game, his presser, and what, you only got a good pitch to hit. Okay, dude. Like, come on, man. You got that. Now, there's talk of what I think it's most likely, and most people do, is it service time manipulation on their part where you can mess with a guy's contract in the future a little bit, all that stuff. It's just the A's are just a giant ball of bungle. And we'll be here next year.
That's right.
Playing baseball. Yeah, Jason, I think it's safe. I think they bungled it.
Yeah, and now good for him, though, to come back, hit a home run right away, and hopefully they, you know, leave him up here and he just, you know, goes to work.
Ah, go to work.
Get some numbers.
Number two, please.
Safer out. The A's are a better team than the Giants.
Well, safe right now. I mean, safe right now they are. The Giants did win tonight, or last night, excuse me, in Florida, coming back from being down. Both teams are 7-10. So how are the A's better? I just think they look more. They're more. The A's are overachieving, if you will, and seems like the Giants are underachieving. But I also think in the end, the Giants will finish with a better record. But it's making it interesting right
now.
Yeah,
the Giants got to get Snell and Webb going. Like, that's going to be the ideal. That's going to be the best part of the team, that 1-2 tandem. Snell has really struggled so far.
Yes.
But good for the A's, though. I like what they're doing. They're getting, building some confidence. They had a walk-off win. They've had several wins. They've won series here. So just keep it going if you're the A's.
And you know what? Get that parade ready. Right down on J Street. Hey, can I throw in a really quick one? I know we have time here. Jason, safe or out? If the A's of nowhere sometime in the next 3 years won a World Series, safe or out, that is undeniably the most popular and best sports moment in Sacramento history.
Safe? Yeah.
Like, I agree with you. I'm trying to be contrarian. Like, would there be some people that are like, I'm still going 0-2 Kings, Western Conference Finals. Like, we're just borrowing this team. It's not really ours. Like, it's really awesome, but I can't.
But they would to win the World Series?
Yeah, to win the World Series. And it's baseball.
And from where they come from?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it'd be one of the greatest sports stories ever.
It'd be pretty neat.
We'd be talking about it for decades, right, Chris?
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Yes. All right, number three, please.
Safer out. Blake Snell is nowhere near as good as he has been.
Well, that's safe. He isn't. He has a 12.86 ERA. And he's 0-2.
Yeah, two-time Cy Young Award winner. Yeah.
But let's go to review.
Okay.
Okay. He's coming off a pretty major surgery, and he's on a new team, and it's not like he has the best run support anyways, but 12.86 ERA. I'm just going to guess that's going to come down significantly.
I would think that's safe.
I would be rather surprised. Like, Jason, if I were to give you an over-under on Blake Snell's ERA at 3.5, what would you take at the end of the year?
That's a pretty good number. I think that's the start. Yeah, it's probably where it'll be.
It's about where it'll be. So, yeah, I think everyone needs to calm down on that. Give the guy some time.
Yeah. Yeah. He'll be all right.
Yeah. We'll take a break. When we come back, Jordy Fernandez sounds like he's going to the Nets. We'll kick off hour number two that way. Let's explain a little bit, because some people may not know, you know, what his role was here on the staff. Also, looking ahead to who will replace him, perhaps, on the staff. Jason, the last Kings coach to be hired away off the assistant staff to become a head coach. We'll discuss that. We'll do all that right after this.